That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Abner is now firmly convinced that Lum is planning to do away with him in order to collect the partnership insurance money. But Lum had talked himself into believing that any similar suspicions he had toward Abner were merely the results of an overworked imagination. However, he quickly changed his mind again when he accidentally learned from Cedric that Abner had borrowed a pistol from Grandpappy Spears. With this knowledge, Lum hastily canceled the arrangements he had made to work late that night. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, it takes many fine medical elements to make a preparation as good as Alka-Seltzer. You know, the ingredients found in Alka-Seltzer are used and recommended by physicians. That's why you can be sure that it's just what you want. For example, when acid indigestion comes along to make your life miserable, take Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer makes a sparkling, refreshing solution which helps you get fast relief. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten the sour, acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often accompanies an upset stomach. So that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. You see, only the Miles Laboratories know the scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, Alka-Seltzer's ingredients are used and recommended by physicians. So ask your druggist for a large package today. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in his office talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, are you sure that that isn't just something that you built up in your imagination? Well, yes, if it's true that Abner's carrying a gun, it does look as though he's up to something. But I still can't believe that he's plotting to take your life, Lum, in order to collect the money on that partnership insurance.
No, you can't
very well cancel those policies now, Lum. See, you and Abner paid your first quarterly premium, so the policies are in force for the next 3 months. And there's nothing you can do about it until that time's up. Well, I'll tell you, Lum, if I were you, I'd just keep an eye on Abner. Perhaps you'll find out that he's carrying that gun for some other reason. Well, no, I couldn't think of any other reason just offhand. Why don't you just come out and ask Abner about it? Oh, you're at home, huh? Well, yes, I guess I would be a little worried, too, about going down there. If what you say is true about Abner. You're going to do what? Now, Lum, I'd be careful about anything like that now. Well, don't do anything rash till you've thought it over very carefully. Well, if I get any ideas on this, I'll call you back. Yes, just don't do anything. Quit worrying about it. All right. Goodbye. No, Grandpap, Lum ain't even showed up here today at all. Why, sure I know what he's doing. He's sitting at home there studying up some new way to get me. Well, I know he is, because he's planning on doing it last night, and then something must have went wrong, because he gave it up. Well, see, he wanted me to stay in work last night, so that I'd be here at midnight. You know, like that book he was studying, that Murder at Midnight? Yeah. Then all of a sudden, he called it off. Well, I don't know. Maybe he couldn't get the rope or knife or whatever it is he's aiming on using on me. I'd love to get a hold of that book so that I know what to expect. I know that. Oh, yeah, Grandpap's warned me that. Wait a minute. I see a customer coming up out there. I've got to hang up. Yeah, if you can get away, I wish you'd come over here, Grandpap. I hate to be here by myself this way. Yeah, all right, Grandpap. Goodbye. Yeah, how do you do, sir?
Howdy.
What can we do for you today? Oh, well, howdy, Mr. Whitzer. Know me, I never knowed you.
Well, got my good suit on. Nobody ever recognizes me when I got my good suit on.
Well?
Put my overalls on, my blue shirt, and everybody says, hi, Zed. In my store, it's hi, Zed. Stand out in front by the gas pump, they drive by in their car, it's hi, Zed. But put on my good suit, and they don't know me.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hypocrites.
Huh?
Where's Lum?
Oh, he's over home, I reckon. He never come to work today.
Where does he live?
Why, he just go up the road there, up that way. Till he come to Miss Seastrunk's house. You can tell her place easy. She keeps the best swept front yard in town. Got the flower beds and walks out line and snuff bottles there.
Yeah.
Then you turn right, and the third house on the left is Lum. Why do you want to see him?
Oh, I toted something down here for him. Left it at my store when you fellas was up there.
Yeah, well, what is it? You can leave it with me. I'll give it to him.
Said he wanted me to give it to him personal.
Oh.
Before I got over there, though, there's something I want to tell you.
Me? What is it?
Now, I ain't a man that likes to talk a lot. What I've got to say, I say and get it done with.
Well?
My business is selling gasoline and groceries, not talking.
Huh?
I got one gas pump and I sell gas. I don't waste nobody's time with a lot of talk. If they want gas, I sell it to them. You understand?
Yeah, sure. That's a good way to run a business, too, I reckon. Especially if you're in the gas business.
I don't keep ethyl. Just plain gasoline. Just got one pump. When you just got one pump, you got to make up your mind what kind of gas you're going to handle, plain or ethyl. Can't please everybody.
No, I reckon not.
You know what I want to see you about?
Well, I don't think so. Have you told me?
The reward.
Huh?
Now, I may be just a country store owner, but I believe in coming right to the point. I'm open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. When I have something to say, I say it.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
You fellas got a reward for capturing them two robbers, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago.
$1,500, wasn't it?
That's right. Cedric Weehunt got $500 for helping us.
I helped you, too, didn't I?
What? Uh-oh.
I was the one that gave you the clue to where them fellas was hiding at, didn't I?
Well, sort of. But yeah. Maybe I better explain something to you, Mr. Whitchett. See, we had a lot of bills.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me say what I come in here to say. I don't talk much. When I've got something to say, I like to do it and get it over with. I've been thinking about that reward money, see?
Yeah, but now let me explain, Mr. Whitson.
I don't know what my share of the $1,500 is. I'll let you figure that out.
Well, thank you, but what
whatever it comes to, I don't want it.
Well, see, we just ain't got to... Huh?
You keep it. Don't try to force it on me, because I won't take it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want it. I don't want a penny of it. What I come here to tell you.
Yeah, doggy, you had me worried there for a minute.
Well, ain't no use for you to try to talk me into taking any of that reward money, because I don't want it.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I won't try to talk you into it.
You wouldn't?
Why, no, of course not.
Well, it wouldn't be no use. If you give me that money, do you know what would happen?
Well, I couldn't give it to you.
I'll tell you what would happen. I'd be rich.
Not on what we could give you.
I'd be rich, and I'd start getting big ideas. Think my store ain't good enough for me. Want to put in regular glass windows. First thing you know, I'd be putting in another gas pump. With two gas pumps, I'd have to carry two kinds of gas, plain and ethyl. Folks could get any kind they want.
Well, what's wrong with that?
When folks trade with me, they take what I got.
Oh.
I can't cater to every Tom, Dick, and Homer that comes along.
Well, I'd sort of think it'd help your business if your customers could get what they wanted.
Well, that's the trouble. I'd build it up to where I'd have to put on another man. Have to pay him wages. First thing you know, he'd ask for a raise. I can't afford it, I tell you.
Well, now, you ought to be able to afford it, as long as you put in that other gas pump and you're making so much money.
Have to put that aside for doctor bills.
Doctor bills? Are you sick?
No, but I will be, with all the worries. Working day and night, income taxes. I've never known a well rich man in all my life. But by heck, you ain't gonna do that to me.
Well, I ain't doing nothing to you.
You bet your life you ain't. I like the way I live, and you nor nobody else is gonna change it.
Yeah, well, Mr. Whitson, I ain't
I've got a store, and I got one gas pump. I'm open 6 days a week, and I'm closed on Sundays. Don't sell a nickel's worth of nothing on Sundays. Closed all day long.
Yeah.
Never had a sick day in my whole life. I can walk 30 miles uphill. I could lift a cow if I wanted to.
Well, that'd be handy if you wanted to carry a cow someplace.
But I don't want it. So you can just keep your dad blamed money.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to.
I said keep it, and I mean that. I never did like your looks.
Now, listen here just a minute, Mr. Whitsitt. Don't go too far with your talk there. Don't you start jumping on me. I've got enough troubles of my own.
Of course you have. It's all on account of money, too, ain't it?
Well, yeah, I reckon it is. Yeah.
Always is. Read your newspapers. Murders, killing, shooting. Why these men kill their best friends for money.
Huh?
What's the reason? Money. Money and women. Women are second.
Oh?
I got a dog out in my place. Sleeps all day long. Just wakes up for his meals. He don't cause me no trouble. He ain't got a nickel to his name. Well, I got to be going.
Well, just a minute, Mr. Whitsitt, now.
I told you I didn't want none of that money. I got to get over to Lum's place and give him that thing.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I want to ask you about. What is it that he wanted you to bring down here for him?
His shotgun. So long.
His shotgun? Oh, my goodness. Hey, Mr. Whitsitt, wait a minute. Don't let Lum get his hands on that gun.
With both parties now armed and suspicion riding high, there's no telling where this thing is going to wind up. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, are you going out Saturday night, friends? Well, if you are, have a good time. But to help make sure you feel all right the next morning, check up on your Alka-Seltzer before you go. You see, sometimes after an evening out, you wake up the next morning with a headache or an acid-upset stomach. Now, that's just the time you want Alka-Seltzer on hand in your medicine cabinet. And here's something else to keep in mind. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the morning after. Now, it's easy. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, wait for it to fizz, then drink it for the prompt, pleasant relief you want. Your druggist has Alka-Seltzer in the large economical package, which contains over three times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. So get a large package right now. Remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the morning after. When you need it, be sure you have it. Never be caught without it. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.